Is Mexico headed for Colombia-style violence? A Bible reading studio is building to meet the demand, and you're needed to deliver shoes to children in the Dominican Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence and corruption continues to plague Mexico. Yesterday, five severed heads were discovered outside a school near Acapulco. Executive Director of Spanish World Ministries, Daniel Sandoval, says drug cartels are everywhere. 34,000 people have been killed since 2006.
What is taking place in Mexico, it's following the same pattern that took place in Colombia around 20 years ago, exactly the same problem. And behind all this is the problem with the corruption.
That's why Spanish World Ministries is proclaiming the truth on 23 radio stations in Mexico. Their missionaries want to do more, but it isn't easy.
Right now it's dangerous for him to travel. But he knows that he must search for new outlets. He's doing it. The other missionary is in Mexico City, where the violence is not as evident as in the northern part.
$25 helps 18 people hear the gospel on 1,500 stations in all of Latin America. Meanwhile, a 13-year-old girl narrowly missed a federal charge worthy of the death penalty in Pakistan, all for misspelling a word. According to Compass Direct, the girl was writing the word for poem to Muhammad, but accidentally wrote the word for curse. Many protested, accusing her of blasphemy. The school agreed it was a mistake, but expelled her anyway. She wasn't charged with blasphemy, but her family is now in hiding. Pray for Christian families to stay bold. You're listening to Mission Network News. We were made to be courageous. Today marks the U.S. premiere of the film Courageous, a film much like the Fireproof movie. Jaron Ministries is involved with their Code 3 International Ministries outreach to law enforcement in California. Jaron's Rob Carter.
Law enforcement, because the theme of Courageous is about law enforcement, the message is about fatherhood. So far, we've raised funds to purchase and distribute 3,400 tickets to law enforcement and their spouses.
Jaron's Code 3 is a vision to reach cops in the U.S. and abroad. Carter hopes to establish local law enforcement groups to start studying the Bible together.
This is an unreached people group in many ways, and we need to reach out to law enforcement because of their high divorce rate, suicide rate, abuse rate, domestic violence rate, higher than the national average. It's just a very stressful job.
You can help Jaron do more at our website. Next, look at somebody near you for a second and think about this. If you lived in Mozambique, chances are one of you couldn't read. But that doesn't mean Mozambicans don't want to learn. In fact, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
there really seems to be a solid interest in God's Word and audio.
ASM has responded to the needs for audio Bibles, but without a headquarters in Mozambique, they're only able to do so much.
We have deliberately not engaged too many projects, simply because we didn't have the room and the facilities to do that.
Since June, ASM has been building a full studio to increase audio production for the Word for Mozambique and surrounding countries. It's a significant jump from their one-room, bat-infested studio now. One floor is up and so is a security wall, but building is stopped due to funding needs.
Well, we think that we can complete the project with another $40,000 to $45,000.
But they also need hands-on help with wiring. Learn more at our website. And Buckner International urgently needs your help. There's one catch, though. It's in a beautiful tropical location. Well, if that sounds as good to you as it does me, consider joining Buckner in the Dominican Republic. It's their first-ever Shoes for Orphan Souls trip in the DR, but they don't have enough people to go to spread Christ's love to kids by washing their feet and giving them shoes. This trip is soon, November 12th to the 19th. Our website has the information for you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. But it's the last day. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Again, today's the last day. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link. It's at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.